Twice a week, Robert Silva, the mayor of the rural westside town of Mendota, known as the cantaloupe capital of the world, meets longtime friends for coffee and pan dulce at a Mexican bakery half a block from City Hall.
No, this is good stuff. Very popular place. It's called India Maria's.
Silva and I met over a buttery sweet dessert known as a concha to talk about drought.
9:45.
He says Mendota, with a population just over 11,000, is already feeling the impacts of drought in California.
This time of year, the work hasn't started. Latest figures we have right now, which is not good, we're 36% unemployment, and that's high. Normally it should be in the 29%.
Silva says the effects of drought are real to the town's citizens. He compares the current zero allocation of water to farmers on the west side to 2009.
When they did that cutoff, people just weren't ready, they were not alerted, and nor were there any surveys or any plans telling people this was going to happen. It was a shock to a lot of people.
And shock is what the mayor and others in Mendota are fighting to deter in the current drought.
We're reaching out everywhere to educate people about water because, it's complicated. It's complex, and a lot of people don't realize how the water systems work here in the valley.
In Mendota, the problem isn't drinking water, but jobs. The town has a reliable system of well water for residents, but the surrounding farmland is dependent on surface water from canals and reservoirs. Over 80% of those living in the town rely on agricultural-related jobs, whether they're farm workers, truck haulers, or farmers themselves.
It's a terrible situation that, people didn't want handouts. They want to work, and the sad thing about it is that there's not going to be that much work available for them this year.
Silva is working with leaders across the region to prevent a total disaster in his part of Central California.
We have a lot of agencies in place for the next couple of months. They're gearing up for various things. We're still discussing issues. They're going to be better prepared, but it's sad that the breadbasket of the world here in the Central Valley has to start thinking about the food lines.
Dino Perez helps run the Westside Youth Center in downtown Mendota. Every day, about 20 kids come to the center to use the internet, play games, and for Zumba. Oh! The center also doubles as a food distribution spot.
Right now it's once a month, but we're in talks of trying to possibly expedite that and make it more frequent.
Last week, over 280 families lined up outside the center for bags of groceries.
They get a pack of spaghetti, a can of tomato sauce, a vegetarian soup, peanut butter, carrots.
That's Rosemary Gomez with the center. She's in charge of stretching the little funding the center has to make the greatest impact in the community.
A can of diced tomatoes, and they get rice, beans, and a can of mixed fruit.
Back at City Hall, the mayor is prepping for the worst.
People are realizing, hey, they need to conserve what they can. But there's a lot of fear out there that people have been working for years and years in certain jobs. Then all of a sudden they're realizing, hey, I might not have a job tomorrow.
He says the seasonal drop in employment that usually comes in the winter may hit the community much earlier this year. In Mendota, I'm Ezra David Romero.